Here, we can see Raghunath Das Goswami as a sadhak and siddha both. He is doing everything as a sadhak, but thinking as siddha. The thoughts, inner thoughts are as a siddha, as a manjari. And from upward, outwardly, he does the all the activities as a sadhak bhakta does. But not ordinary sadhak, vaidhi bhakti, but raganuga sadhak. But a vaidhi bhakti sadhak also sees him as a adarsha,
ideal
bhakti. His raganuga sadhan bhakti is also favorable for vaidhi bhakti sadhak also. Or anyone sadhak who are raganuga, it is not opposite to vaidhi bhakti. Everything. Now he is in sadhak and siddha as, you know, abhash. Sun's abhash is morning, when sun is not seen. But there is no andhakar,
no darkness.
No. So it is called abhash. But yet sun is not there. But sun is to come. In Vaidhi Bhakti, in Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, if a man goes up to Ashakti Bhav, Ashakti, he follows the activities of Siddha Bhakta, Raganuga. Who is Siddha? Who has received in his heart Bhav, Vishuddha Sattva. Understand?
Yes.
What is Vishuddha Sattva? I have told so many times. From where? In Ragatmik Jan. And by following them, always chanting like them, always remembering like their activities, Seva to Radha and Krishna. That Shuddha Sattva, mane aprakrita bhav, not mundane man, comes manifest in a sadhak. These are called siddha. And to whom they are following, trying Raganuga bhajan paddhati. But yet that siddha bhav has not yet come. They are hankering after to get all these things. In Raghunath Das Goswami, both things are there. What to manifest of bhav, he is siddha manjari. But he is practicing like this, that as if he is a sadhakini. So he is doing for these things shankha purvak nāma gāna nativih kālāva sāmi kṛtau nidrāhāra vihāra kāj vijitau chātanta dīnau chajau arādhā krishna guna smṛte madhurimā andeina sammohitau vande Rupa Sanatana Rabhijabhav Sinti. Very high things. Sankhya Purvak, 1 lakh of her name, with bhav, being in the Radha Kunda, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. With bhav, he is doing, chanting Hari name. What name? Radha Govinda, Gopinath Bhajan Mohan Shyam Sundar. Aghadamana Yashoda Nandanu Nanda Sunu Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Binda Vanandra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vitya Neka Swarupe Tainamaruchi Uchai Vardhatam Nam. There is a song of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Jasamati Nandana Brajadara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara. O Krishna, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling. This is a Lalasa Mai prayers. You know Lalasa Mai? What?
Hankering
of to get all these things. Jasamati Nandana. At first he is Krishna. Is Jasamati Nandana, not Devaki Nandana, not Vyasadhis, not Mathuradhis, nothing. Only Jasamati Nandana. Here not a Nandan, Nanda Nandana. Because Yashoda loves more than Nanda Baba. So, Jasamati Nandana. Brajavara Nagara. What is the meaning of Brajavara Nagara?
Is wandering in
Braja. Nagaris are gopi and especially Srimati Radhika are Nagari. And he is Nagar of all these Nagaris. He may be Yashoda's son, but always Sevak of all gopis, that is Nagar. Who serves gopis, Nagari, is a Nagar. In Dwarka, Satyabhama and Rukmini and all the Maheshis are serving Krishna. So there he is not Nagar. Nagar manya Rasikendra Shekhar he should be. Rasika, so much a Rasik. Radhika is Mahabhava Sarupa and Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. Shekhar means Sarvoccha. Sarvoccha means?
Topmost
Rasik Shekhar. So, he falls upon the feet of Srimati Radhika. He likes to serve Srimati Radhika. Sometimes coming and dressing her hairs. So he is a Nagar. Otherwise, if gopis are only serving Krishna, he is not Nagar. So Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Everything, especially Madhur Ras, has been read in this Kirtans. So chanting Hari name and chanting this Kirtan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is used to pass his nights. He has done it in the night time, this Kirtan. And he has realization of all songs that he has done. So, in a sadhak, he is doing as a sadhak, not as a siddha. Sankhya purvaka nam gan natidhiha Kalavasani Kritavu, Nidra, sleeping, Ahar, this, everything was controlled by everything. And doing pranam to all the places of Krishna's Lila Sthali. like Shyam Kundra, Dhakun, Giriraj Govardhan, Manasi Ganga, Ter Kadamba, Uddhav Kyari, Charna Pahari, Bhandirvan, all the places. And all the Vaishnavas and Sakhi, Jasodama, Rohini Maya, Baladev, all Vaishnavas and all other associates of Krishna. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all for being always pranam.
Dandavat
pranam for all.
Thinking this is for Mother Yasoda, this is for Saint Kate,
daily. Thousand eight are more than that. Doing. And we think that he should give me that prajapail. Sometimes being in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Mansi Ganga, sometimes in Nandagaon, Kadam Bhater Uddhav Kyari, he went. O Lalite, O Vishakhe, where are you? O Krishna, where are you? Always did it. Sometimes praying to Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes to Jamuna. These are activities of Raganuga Bhajan Pranali. This is Pranali. Pranali means
system
of Raganuga Bhajan.
Would he also speak every day about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I heard every day he would speak 2 or 3 hours about Chaitanya.
To whom?
Raganath, to intimate associates.
If there comes any associate like this. Otherwise, he don't want to talk anyone. Because if Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, all the sometimes used to assemble anywhere. There he can tell something or hear something. Otherwise, always thinking. He has no time, not a single moment, to tell any Harikatha to others except these persons.
Krishna Das Kaviraj would come?
Did
Krishna Das Kaviraj hear from him?
Krishna?
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Oh yes, he used to come. He used to tell something. And he has written according to Raghunath Das Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Raganuga Sadhan, Sadhak Bhakta has some abhas of Siddha. And Siddha, those who have manifested in their heart and doing according to Ragatmik Jan, they are called Raganuga. They have some abhas of Siddha, Ragatmik, Raganuga. And sadhak of Raganuga, they have some idea of this Siddha Bhakta. If you are hearing and remembering the past times of Raghunath Das Goswami, what he has prayed, what bhav comes in your heart, you become so joyful. How beautiful these bhavas are coming. So in sadhaks, those who are really sadhak of Raghunatha Bhakti, they, in their heart, they have abhas of that thing. And so they are always remembering it as naturally all things are coming. No big shape there. Big shape, you know?
No obstacles.
Disturbance. Nothing. Of any worlds, any kinds of.
Yes.
So, here, there are two stages of sadhana. One, when he is remembering all these activities of Raghunath Das Goswami, Arsiddha Bhakta, he is immersed in that thing. He has no any outer activities are any gyan, sense of this world. He is as if he is sitting and he is with, he is sitting and serving Srimati Radhika. No? But in sadhana there are some dikshet. Not dhruvasmiti has come. That is called samadhi. Especially what to say us. Always we are wandering here and there and so many activities, so much things. Only an hour or half an hour we devote only here. And at that time also some thinkings are coming. So this would be gradually removed. Otherwise, this whole bhavana will be spoiled. But we cannot go onward an inch if bhava is not coming there. We can try, but we cannot manifest all these things here. So, whatever we should try to do all these things gradually. So, when he is sadhak, Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he has outer sense also, and sometimes he is immersed in that bhav-seva, and he is thinking that I am with Srimati Radhika, and I am really serving her.
At that time he forgets Raghunath Das,
Sarakar. Everything. But when that bhav goes away, that is with pralambha comes, and when he sees that I am not serving, it was my
imagination,
or is spurti only. Spurti, you know, there is much a difference between spurti and imagination.
One is spurti means manifested, like prakash.
There is much difference. You have lost some lines, but perhaps you will.
Yes. The bee is recording it. Bumblebee has captured the nectar.
Achcha.
You were saying about the difference between.
There is much a difference between
imagination,
kalpana, and spurti. Spurti is the really thing. Coming down itself. That is spurti. And it comes by yogamaya. That is bhakti. Itself it is coming. This is called spurti.
It is a real vision that's coming down. Is it?
It is a real, that is abhas. Srimati Radhika is waiting for Krishna. Krishna is very far away at Dwarka. She saw that, oh, once I was done some man, and Krishna came. And he forgets that fact. Now he sees that, oh, Krishna has come here. And he is telling me, why are you here? I am here. And he is doing like this.
Trying to.
Yes. And making a garland, he makes way to Srimati Radhika. I am always with you. Why you are? And at the same time, she saw that Lalita Vishakha all came and they were playing so and so. After some time, he saw that there is no Krishna, no Lalita Vishakha. She is weeping and weeping. This is called his spurti. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Jagadananda Pandit, other than Jagadananda Das, another Damodar Pandit already. No? And he told that, go to my mother and tell my mother that I go daily to Mayapur and to my mother. And when she cooks anything, very good preparations, and she wishes that if my Nimai was here, he would take that prasad. So I go daily and take Mahaprasadam there, and in the thali,
plate,
if she sees that there is nothing, I have taken everything. She imagines that I have not cooking yet, I have given everything. Again she tries to cook and to give. Tell my mother that I go and really take all things that she gives me. So she thinks that it is spurti, but not spurti. I really go there. So Krishna is also telling to Uddhava. Krishna is telling to Uddhava, tell gopis and Radhika that sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes so sad and weeps. At that time he go there. I decorate her and I meet and talk with Radhika. She should not see that it is only spurti, but it is a real thing. But for sadhak, it is as a abhas, not real. But for siddha bhakta, it is real. In sadhak bhakta also, this is by the mercy of Krishna we can have all these things. Otherwise, the minute I realize all these things. So, there are two stages of Raghunath Das Goswami. One, he is immersed in seva and thinking that Srimati Radhika is ordering and I am caring or I am doing so much seva, like sindoor. That is what in last slok we have explained of altar, kajal. And he is telling all these facts to Srimati Radhika. Radhika and both are in so pleasing state. So sometimes when he is immersed in thinking like this, by the grace of Bhakti Devi, Prema Bhakti, or Yoga Maya, it comes like a spurti here. And know nothing of this world and outer world, he bhul jata hai, forgets everything. But when it stops, he becomes so sad, so in weeping and hankering, oh, I have come from Vaikuntha to hell. And her heart becomes to burn and so much suns are coming of Vipralambha Bhava. When he was thinking to give kajal, so many pastimes of Krishna and Radhika came there. Now it was stopped. This is called Vikshep. In Vikshep, that Leela spontaneously that was going, that is Saraswati, it stops. Then he becomes like a serpent whose money has been lost. No? Here, Raghunath Das Goswami was remembering the pastimes of giving kajal to eyes of Srimati Radhika. And he is thinking that I am worshipping of that eyes. That not for solely, only a part of this. Krishna being a very matwala elephant. Matwala means mad elephant. This eyes of the cornering seeing tightens Krishna not to move here and there. And he becomes Vashibhut. Vashibhut?
Control.
Quite at them control. So, I am framed to these eyes and this looking of corner. And I want to worship by this kajal. Why you are giving kajal? Why not ornaments, golden and all these things? I have told that it is the color of Krishna Anga. And Radhika wants Krishna color only. So, that color should be given in eyes. So, Radhika is so much pleased. So, I am giving kajal. He was remembering the past time. At once it was stopped and he became so much nervous and waiting, oh, where I have come down? I was serving Srimati Radhika with kajal and all the ornaments, sindur and all these things. Again, by and by, he enters in the realm of service, Radhika service. Now he is remembering again. And he is telling here that a sadhak will emerge in that seva. But we can only hear and we will see how pleasant things are in hearing to what to serve Srimati Radhika. So it will increase our greed. Pushtikarak. These are hearing sramanam for Raganuga Bhajan. And very helpful. Jasyanka Ranjita Sirastavomana Bhange Goshtendra Sunu Adhikang Susamamu Paiti Jasyanka Ranjita Sirastavomana Bhange Goshtendra Sunu Adhikang Susumamu Paiti Laksharas Sacha Kada Padayur Adhaste Nesto Maya Apitataran Chabimap Satiha Jasyankaranjit Sirastava. First, Jasya Ankaranjita Sirastava. Tavamana Bhange, when Krishna goes to Radhika and Radhika has done any kind of man, simply I am going to meaning of wording, then I will explain. Krishna goes to remove the man of Srimati Radhika. Who is he? Goshtendra Sunu. Goshtendri is Nanda, Maharaj. Sunu means son. He goes to Radhika for Manbhanga. At that time, Jasyanka Ranjit Sirastava. He is praying to altar, not Radhika. Oh, altar, how fortunate you are. Not Radhika. Jasyanka Ranjit, by your signs, sign means chinha, chinha, sira, Krishna mastak, head, though it is it has mayur pankh there. Peacock feather is there. This is most beautiful singar of Krishna. But yet, sirashto manavange ranjita yo ne Krishna head has a sign of your. Your means? Altar, here, on here. Susumamapaiti. Though more mukut is there. Sort of beautiful it looks. But when this sign comes on the head of Krishna, that beautifulness is covered by this beautifulness. Laksharasa svachakadam mayo padayu adhaste. Then that sign comes here, and here it is. Yes, saaf ho jata hai. Then Srimati Radhika will call me. Oh Tulasi Manjari. Oh Tulasi, not Manjari. Oh Tulasi. Oh Rati. Come on, come on. And give my that altar. Nasto Maya. Then Maya mane I will put again that altar. Mapachitam tara chabi mapsari. Then if I am giving that, now it is kacha. Kacha, you know? Kacha. So if anyone touch, the color will come out. So at that time Krishna will come. When I am putting this altar, and Krishna will come. And Radhika will tell that you should at once go away. And if he puts his head there, then that altar comes, and it's so beautiful it makes that even that Mayurthev father falls there. So, O Alta, may I decorate by you to Srimati Radhika? Can I serve Srimati Radhika's feet? Now we are going to explain. Here, he is telling, when he brings, Krishna has once come. Srimati Radhika is man. She is in so much, she is so sad also. And she is remembering Krishna in Vipralambha Bhav. Whole Spurti comes there. So Radhika is remembering Krishna. This Tulsi went, this Rati Manjari went to Srimati Radhika. She saw that she is sad. She is thinking anything. I should serve her. I should try to make her please. So she brought a golden pot. This and very smooth tula,
cottons,
anything to give to color Srimati Radhika's feet. She remembered the past times, Sri Manatulasi, and telling Srimati Radhika, I am coloring your feet. Do you know the mahima of this color? Mahima? Do you know the glory of this? Srimati told that I don't know the glory of this. She wanted to hear something for her. So he told, I don't know. Do you know any glory of this? Is there a glory of this color? Certainly it has so much glory. Srimati Radhika is telling in so bhangi. Bhangi, you know?
Crooked.
Crooked. Not crooked.
Not straight.
Not straight. in a bhangi. So beautiful and so sweet voice, she is telling. At that time, sadhak who are siddha, who has got bhav, they think it, that as if Srimati Radhika is sitting there, and I am doing this. Here sadhak bhakta only can think how this manjari is serving Srimati Radhika. And all others, we will hear only how they are doing so. All are raganuga, but stages are higher and higher.
Again, the stages, one is hearing.
We are hearing. And we have almost forgotten everything. We were only hearing these things. Bhavbhakta thinks that he is in Raghunath Das Goswami, is doing seva in Manjari Bhav. And he is absolutely nearby to Raghunath Das Goswami. Not as Raghunath Das Goswami, not in Siddha Bhav. And Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking that I am Rati Manjari and all these things. And Rup Manjari and all are ordering me to do service. So I am. This is the three stages of Raganuga Bhajan.
And therefore, what are the stages called?
One sadhak, Raganuga sadhak. One who has prapt bhavadasa, bhav Raganuga Bhajan. And this is siddha, mane swarup siddhi. Raghunath Goswami is showing these three gestures also. We will have to try to go advance in bhav. And bhav will try to go in sarup siddhi. And sarup siddhi will go to prema avastha. That is called vastu siddhi. He is telling that what is the mahima, glorification of this scholar? Oh, you don't know? I know the glorification. I have seen that when you were once in man, you have done man. Any man are also many kinds. Hetuk man, ahetuk man. Without any reason or reason. If it is not by any reason, then it goes by any activities of Krishna. It comes and goes. Or only she sees a smiling Krishna, he becomes, his man goes away. Ahetuk man. But if it is sahetuk man, they are of so many kinds. If the reason is thick, so thick, man will be so thick. If he is somewhat little light, the man will be light. Here, there was any reason, and that reason was not a little reason, but it was very, very important any reason. So, Sri Radhika has thick man there. Krishna played on flute, nothing. She sent Subal, nothing was done. He sent Dhanishta, Kundalata, even all others. She prayed to Yogmaya also. Krishna prayed. Yogmaya also went there.
Punima.
He gave so many siksha to Radhika. Lalita was there. She was saying to Srimati Radhika, don't leave man. Otherwise that elephant, mad elephant, cannot be controlled. all this. So, but Krishna anyhow reached to Lalita and Vishakha and gives Mota Ghush, you know?
Right.
Not little.
Big.
Big.
What kind of bread?
You can think. So, he get very big bride. Then their heart were soft. They promised that we will help you. Krishna, they told that you will have to come there in a shape of any servant. He asked Krishna, how I should come? You'll have to come in the shape of a barber kanya, girl, a daughter of
Baba's daughter.
No? And you should bring collar or anything, and you should bring oil to message Srimati Radhe. Nine does it, the barber. And such in many ways to Rajkanya. Rajkanya? King's daughter. In our Indian systems, these are. So you should come like a barber daughter, Kishori daughter, and Subal can help you to being so. So Subal made him a barber kanya. And Krishna took in her hand, now he is a lady, Kishori, he took a what?
And,
like a bag, not bag, but
basket.
And in that basket, some golden pot and so many sweet sugandhit drabya. Ether, you know, gulab and rose and everything she brought. She will give in head, in feet, and serve Srimati Radhika. She is also barber karna. Barber makes this and cuts nails and washes everything. She went there. He has given bribe to Lalita and Vishakha. He came to the door of a Rajadwar of Srimati Radhika, in which Radhika has done much, and promised not to talk with Krishna and to see toward Krishna. So Krishna is thinking that if she not talks, if he does not see to me, then how to escape my life? So he is doing so. She went and talked saw Vishakha and Lalita. They knew that Krishna has come. So they called openly, they called. Who are you? I'm a daughter of
Barbar.
What service you can do? I can message peace. I can decorate hair. I can do this, nail, all these things. Come to me. And they brought her to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. So that's so beautiful lady, Kishori. Whether it is barbarous Kishori daughter, but yet so beautiful. Her color is as a sham. Very, very beautiful. I have never seen her. What is your name? He told her name, any name. Shyamali. Shyamali. Where do you live? I live in your village, out of village. I do all these things. Yes. Lalita told that his nails are so bigger. You should do, and you should give alta and at first wash everybody. She began to do. She वो खोल दिया अपने पॉट को ओपन हर गोल्डन पॉट एंड ब्रॉट हर सेंट्स एंड बिगन टू डू फैंसी डज लाइक दिस राधिका न्यू समथिंग इट इज परहैप्स श्याम नाउ ही इज श्यामली बट ही इज नॉट टेलिंग टू अदर्स She began to smile. No? Lalita and Vishakha see that she is smiling. And what Krishna wanted, Krishna saw that she is smiling. So she became so much happy that his man has gone. Now she is. Then, but Srimati Radhika, by doing so, she told her that you should cut my nails and give properly alta. So she opened her box and she made a collar from very beautiful and sugandhit water and mixed the collar and took Radhika's feet in her laps. Here, near breast. And anyhow she wants to touch his base to Radhika's feet. She begins to do collar, but her hand is, hand is
become trembling.
Trembling. Anyhow she is doing this. She is writing Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. Radhika is telling, what are you writing here? What are you doing? Nothing, I am only coloring and by art. This is an art. But Srimati Radhika is feeling so much happiness that Shyam, Shyam, Shyam is writing. But his hands are trembling. So, Shyam name is not coming very good, but zigzag. At the same time, she calls Rati Manjari. Oh, Rati Manjari, come, come on, come on. This is not doing well. Can you do? Oh, yes, I can do. So he warns Krishna not to do. Here Krishna is, Krishna means that Shyamali is so much pleased to have the feet of Krishna that the collar comes here. That. Now see, she is painting, Tulsi Manjari is painting. And Krishna is putting the feet of Srimati Radhika in his breast. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written, Patte sujat charanam varu hastanesu bhita svanai priyadidhi mahi karakasesu tena atam atavi atasi tadabhithating nakinsit kurpadidhi dhamati Bhavadagnyushan. I'm not remembering it. So, gopis are fearing that Krishna's feet is so soft. So they are fearing to put Krishna's feet here. But here we see opposite. This is the idea of our Goswamis. Always, everywhere, in every slope, they have done like this. They have done marvelous than himself, Srimad Bhagavata also. So our Goswami always wants that we will remember Krishna serving Srimati Radhika. So he is praying that Krishna is taking the feet of Srimati Radhika, feet of Radhika on his breast, and that reddish thing comes here also. And by any pretending is a bahana, he takes it on his head, like this, and that comes down in the ears. So she is telling to Srimati Radhika, this remembrance, and you know the mahima of your lotus feet, this javak, javak means alta. Alta is so fortunate. Oh, javak, alta, you are so much fortunate that Krishna takes you from Radha's feet to your head. What may I tell the mahima of yours? That is of
yes.
So, O Srimati Radhika, will you please order me to give this altar to your feet, that Krishna will one day have this on his head, and when I will see Krishna, I will see that he has taken your feet sign on his head. This is not inferiority of Krishna. This is superiority of Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is Shadha, Prayojan. Not Krishna is Prayojan. There are two virtues of Krishna within lakhs and lakhs virtues of Krishna. Two Mukha,
two principles.
One, Rasik Shekhar, and second is Bhakta Vatsalya. No? Two things. By Bhakta Vatsalya, he becomes inferior to Bhakts, and by Rasik Shekhar, he does seva of all these things, all his subordinates, Srimati Radhika. When he does, if he has all qualities, but not a Rasik Shekhar and not Kripalu, then every virtues are in vain, actually. That Krishna is for Mayavadi Brahma only, or Vaikuntha Narayan only. We are not lover of either Vaikuntha Krishna Narayan, or Dwarkadhish, or Brahma, or Jagannath, or Jagadish, are anything. We are lover of Krishna, but yet there is something to think. There is a slope here he has quoted that Nipono Hari Sevita. There is a king, Chakravarti king. Chakravarti king, you know, Samrat. Emperor. But his spice or any wealth is not goes to Krishna service, God service. Everything is bekar. Bekar means vyartha hai. That money?
In vain.
In vain. And if there is a kavi, very good kavi, kavi means
poet,
but he does not express anything naam roop gun lila of Krishna, whether he may be any kind of good poet like Shakespeare and all others, but in vain. No? And Gururna Hari Ashrita, if he serves his Gurudev, so much he is doing service to his Gurudev. But his Gurudev is not Krishna Sevak. Then in vain everything. Gununa Hari Tatpara, a man he is so much qualities, so many qualities. But these qualities are not coming in the service of Guru, Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. These all qualities are in vain. And Dhir na Krishna Ashraya. We are so much clever, so much dhi means buddhiman.
What?
Intellectual.
So much. But no Krishna Ashraya, no service of Krishna. All in vain. It is like throne, very big throne. So if a sadhak who has Krishna Ashraya, he is worshipping Krishna, but not Srimati Radhika, Braja Rama Anuga, he is not serving Braja Anuga Rama, Brajeshwari, gopis, and especially to Radhika, that Krishna Ashraya, the service of Krishna, is also like thorns. If anyone tell here that you are telling all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami is serving the altar service of Srimati Radhika, and Krishna wears it on his head, and she is so much pleased to have this sign on his head. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or anywhere, or you are doing only kalpana, all these things. So, he is telling, no, I am not doing kalpana. It is written everywhere in Bhakti Grantha, Gopal Tapni and all others. He is taking two examples, setting. One example is there, Jayadev Goswami, and secondly, Radhara Sudhanidhi of Prabodhananda. And another, he is giving example of Kavi Karanapur in his Vrindavan, Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Three examples has been set. One is that in Gita Govinda, that sloka I have told you, that Smara Garala Khandanam, Mama Sirashi Vandanam, Dehi Padapallavam Udar. You know this fact. Here Jayadev Goswami was faring to put these words in his Gita Govinda, and so much fearing, he wrote first acharan,
first line,
that Smara Gara Lakhandanam, only. And he was to write this, that Mama Sirashi Mandanam Dehi Pada Pallavam Udaram, but he could not wrote. His heart was trembling, and by fear, he could not. Because anyone had not written in epics
and Vedas and Puran, and yet in Srimad Bhagavata also. Openly it is not written. But it has been written in Parokshavad. Parokshavad, you know?
Indirect.
Where it has been written? When Krishna disappeared with Radhika, first footprint was seen there. Then they again moved on. Another place they went, they saw that only Krishna footprint is seen. Here they imagined that Krishna has took Srimati Radhika in his lap. So it is deep. They went on. After some distance they saw that there is a sign of sitting of two persons. Must one should be lady and other should be Kishore. Here they saw that only this half portion of Krishna feet was there. Oh, certainly he has
taken some flowers.
And he has garlanded and dressed Srimati here. Here she also has done everything to Radhika. It will also come that he has done charan seva of Srimati Radhika, because he has told that, I cannot work, I am so much tired. So you can take me, I cannot work. Because, oh, you are so much tired, I will message you here there. This is told, but
indirect
way. So here, Jade Goswami cannot write, because he knows that Krishna is Parabrahma, superior to all. Shaktis are subordinate. He does not know that Shakti, Shakti, Mator, Abheda. If Shakti and Shaktiman are both in same category, then these kinds of seva may be done. But if junior and seniority, any man thinks that this seva cannot come, that is Vaikunth. Here it is more than Vaikunth, Vrindavan. Madhur Jaras. Superior comes junior, and junior becomes superior by prem, affection, love. This. So Krishna is a Rasik here. So Krishna came in the shape of Jadeva and wrote Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapallam. Second thing, second slok. Is here Sri Vatsacha, he is writing Kavi Karnapur in his books. Sri Vatsacha Kaustubhasyacha Ramadevyascha Garhakaro Radha Pad Saroj Javakaraso Bakshasthalo Hare Palyark Duti Mandali Eva Timirai Chanda Chandain Bandi Krita Kalindya Payasir Piva Abhikachitam Raktotpalam Patu Vah. Alankar Kostub of Kavi Karnapur, he is writing here. The meaning is that Radhika is Swadhin Bhartrika. Swadhin Bhartrika means Krishna is Vashibhut, is controlled by Srimati Radhika always. When he is controlled, this Naika is called Swadhin Bhartrika. Radhika is Swadhin Bhartrika. Krishna has, Krishna is Narayan. Krishna has Sri Vats there. Kaustubh is there. Friend of Shyamantar is there on the Vastakchal of Krishna. And Ramadevi is herself in the shape of Swarnarekha is there. Three things are there. No? His writing, Kavi Karnapur. And when Krishna is giving pen on the feet of Srimati Radhika, feet lotus of Srimati Radhika, and when that alta comes here, where there is Srivatsa, Kaustu, and Swarnarekha. When this alta comes there, all three becomes malin.
Minimizes.
All this beauty comes less. And this becomes prominent above all three things and makes Krishna so beautiful, more than Vatsa, Kautu and this. How? He is telling that sun is rising in morning and Andhakar, darkness goes away, as if, oh yes, I am now going. So, this is the reddish thing. Now, Krishna, this is somewhat blackish. So, Krishna heart begins to do like this, as a prayer for this. Or giving next example, Krishna Vas Takshal is like Krishna, this is somewhat blackish. So Krishna heart begins to do like this, as a prayer for this. Or giving next example, Krishna Vas Takshal is like Kalindi. Kalindi means water is somewhat blackish, because Krishna takes bath and his colors comes in Jamuna. Or Jamuna is always thinking of Krishna and becomes so black. Otherwise, one Kavikarna Pooja is telling that these are not reason for black being blackish of Jamuna. But Krishna always has, gopis always keeps Krishna in their eyes. And they put kajal in her. And this kajal makes Jamuna. Kasturi also. Here he is telling that Krishna Vastakshal is like Jamuna. And the reddish two flowers, kamal, that is called Nalini. Here he is telling that Kalindya, Kalindya Payasi Piva Vikichitam Arapto Palampatuvaha. Krishna, Radhika's two feet that Krishna is giving here are like two red lotus, as if two reddish kamal are blazing in full in Jamuna. How beautiful thing. So, which alta I have given in the Radha's feet may bless to me and I can serve Srimati Radhika. Jiva Goswami also written like this. Jiva Goswami was so much Swakya Bhav he has told for Anadikaris. He has not told all these things, but he has told. Kavikarnapur, very great person. but they have also told. They think that if we don't give all these things in a sutra, then everything will be spoiled. And anadhikari will not take. They will hate these ideas, as so many persons hate this. They will hate. Oh, this is not good.
But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has
very dearly
opened everything.
Open, yeah.
You are in his mood.
I am fit best of. I want to be a fit best of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.